In this episode, I'm going to cover unlocking intimacy, building connection beyond words. Welcome to the Dr. Wyatt Show, where developing a long-lasting, happy relationship is the status symbol to achieve, and following my tools is one path to help get you there. I'm your host, Dr. Wyatt Fisher, a licensed psychologist specializing in couples counseling. If you want to level up your communication so that you have more love and less conflicts, be sure to download my app, Keep the Glow, KTG, wherever you get your apps, and be sure to follow me on social at Dr. Wyatt Fisher. So today I'm going to be talking about unlocking intimacy, building connection beyond words. Don't you want that? Wouldn't that be nice to have in your relationship? More connection, more intimacy without words always getting in the way. Well, today I'm going to cover a new tool that I'm going to discuss how to do it, what it is, when to use it, etc. So step one is, what is it? This new tool is called nuddling. And that stands for naked cuddling. So you put those two words together and you have nuddling. So nuddling, by definition, is when you and your partner take off all of your clothes and you cuddle. You're spooning each other. You're cuddling. You're skin-on-skin contact. That's what nuddling is. And it's just time for you and your partner to enter into this sacred space. But just to define it, nuddling is naked cuddling. So it's cuddling with your partner without clothes on. Number two, why do it? A couple reasons. One is to bond with your partner. When you're having skin-on-skin contact, that's releasing oxytocin in your brain, which is the love drug. That's gonna bond you with your partner. Oxytocin is also released in a mother's brain when she is nursing to bond with her baby. It's the love drug, it's the bonding drug. And we don't have near enough skin-on-skin contact with our partner. We don't have near enough touch. Touch is healthy. Touch is good for you. But we don't have near enough of it in our relationship. So that's one reason, just to feel more bonded. Another reason is a lot of couples are not comfortable without their clothes on together, just cuddling. Because normally it's either we have all of our clothes on or we're having sex. Or if there's no clothes on, there's expectations for sex. But during nuddle time, there's no expectations for sex. It may lead to more when it's over, or it may not. That's not the goal. The goal is to sit there without your clothes on and bond with your partner, sinking into that space, merging eroticism with emotional closeness. That's why you want to do it, to get comfortable in that sacred space with your partner that you both would benefit from. Number three, when to do it. You want to do this after you've worked through your resentments. If you have active resentments and you have not worked through them, sign up for one of my resources. Go to my website, drwyattfisher.com. All of my resources come with coaching sessions with one of my master coaches. They're experts at helping couples resolve their resentments. You have to resolve resentments. You're not going to want to cuddle naked with a partner that you resent. You're not going to be able to do it. So the first step is you have to work through your resentments. The second step, you have to rebuild your friendship. And that comes through regular dates, that comes through increasing your communication, that comes through emotional intimacy, that comes through affection. Once you're building your friendship, your relationship is now ready to start adding regular nuddle time. So that's when you want to do it. So again, if you're trying to nuddle and you still have active resentments, or you don't even feel like you're friends yet with your partner, it's going to backfire. You're not going to feel comfortable. You're going to shy away from it. You're going to feel anxiety. So don't do it until you've resolved your resentments and you've been building back your friendship. That's when to do it. Number four is how to do it. So let's go through some of the nuts and bolts. So step one is take off your clothes. Step two is get into bed together, or wherever you want to cuddle naked, wherever you want to nuddle. Step three, when you're doing it, is you're going to sit there and just focus on the sensations. What sensations are you feeling while you're cuddling with your partner skin on skin? Maybe you're aware of the smell of your partner's hair, so you share that. Maybe you're aware of the warmth of their back against your stomach, so you share that. Maybe you're aware of how perfectly your legs fit together as you're spooning, so you share that. You share whatever sensation you're noticing. Sometimes you might notice a lot of sensations, sometimes a little bit of sensations. Commenting on the sensations keeps you in the here and now so that your mind doesn't go to there and then. And that's what normally happens when we are having intimacy or we're having romantic time. Often one partner at least has a hard time staying present. Their thoughts drift. They go off to thinking about chores or the kids or what they're going to do tomorrow. And instead, you need to stay in the here and now. And one way to do that, it's called immediacy. You talk about what you're experiencing, what your sensations are in the moment. This is not time to share your thoughts from the day for your head heart check. This is not time to do your bullseye question on what you did right and what you can improve. Those two things should happen right before this. So this is getting added on to your daily routine where you do your head heart check for emotional intimacy. You do your bullseye question to open up communication on what you did well and how you can improve as a partner. And then the third thing you're going to add to that is nuddle time. So you're sitting there cuddling without any clothes on, and you're just focused on the sensations of what you're both experiencing. Another thing to remember is there's no expectations. As I alluded to earlier, there's no expectations that this is going to lead to more. However, you're going to try to do this at least 4 nights a week. That's the target. Try to nuddle 4 nights a week. So therefore, there's a chance, a good chance, that at least one of those 4 might lead to more, but it might not. But what the goal is to create safety. A lot of us don't feel safe with our partner. A lot of us don't feel secure with our partner. A lot of us don't feel connected to our partner. And arousal cannot grow unless you feel safe and secure. And so nuddling is a great way to merge those two together so that you can get more comfortable without your clothes on next to your partner. You can start feeling more safe without your clothes on next to your partner. You can start feeling more secure without your clothes on next to your partner. And you may have some issues that pop up. You may have some body image issues that rise to the surface. You may have some issues around sex and how you feel around sexual intimacy. Those things may rise to the surface. Unresolved resentments that you thought were resolved might rise to the surface. Any block, any division, any wall that you have within yourself or toward your partner is probably going to rise to the surface when you do nuddling, because nuddling is very intimate. It's very vulnerable. And so if you have issues on any level, it's going to rise to the surface. And those issues are going to need to be focused on and processed and resolved. Otherwise, the nuddling will not work, because it only works when you feel safe and secure. But feeling safe and secure in that environment without your clothes on, close to your partner, is going to build your connection. It's going to build your closeness. It's going to unlock intimacy. It's going to help you build connection beyond words, because the focus is on the sensation, not on the words. So now I'm going to share number 5. I'm going to share about my story. As I'm sure you've heard me say elsewhere, my wife and I went through a lot of trauma in our own physical intimacy. She brought in trauma from her past, and when we first got married, she avoided sexual intimacy at all costs. I'm the high libido partner, and so I would pursue, she would reject. I would pursue, she would get angry. And so we had this vicious cycle for years in our early stages of our relationship that nearly broke us apart. And when we finally relented, when I finally relented, and we started seeing trauma therapists, one of the things we worked on was this type of technique, this type of procedure, this type of approach, where we had to relearn safety in the arms of each other, because it had become unsafe. She felt unsafe with me cuddling and without clothes on, because she felt like there was going to be pressure for it to lead to more. I felt unsafe being with her without clothes on, because I felt like it was just going to lead to her rejecting me and her being angry. So we both felt unsafe because we had so much trauma built up in our own relationship on this dynamic. So it took time to slowly work through our insecurities, slowly work through our anxieties, slowly work through both of us not feeling safe. But over time, practicing this, we developed a stronger sense of security and safety, which then paved the way to greater physical and emotional intimacy. So I've experienced this firsthand, and for me, it was experienced as a therapeutic intervention. But that's why now I recommend it for all couples as a regular staple in your relationship. It's going to rebond you. So many couples say, yeah, we just feel like roommates. Yeah, we just feel like business partners. No one gets married to feel like business partners or roommates. And nuddling is one way to not feel like that. Nuddling is a way to bring your relationship to the next level. Nuddling is a way to connect, to build that intimacy that we all need and that we all desire on some level. So those are 5 steps to unlocking intimacy about nuddling. Number 1, we covered what is it. Number 2, we talked about why do it. Number 3, we talked about when to do it. Number 4, we talked about how to do it. Number 5, I shared my story about it. Thank you for listening to the Dr. Wyatt Show. If you're listening on YouTube, be sure to leave a comment. If you're listening to the podcast version of this, be sure to leave a review. I'd really appreciate it. Also, be sure to go to my website, drwyattfisher.com/pages/freebies for my free PDF on this episode. You can download it and talk about it further with your partner. And if you're ready to level up your marriage, if you want to learn my tools, if you want to learn my strategies, I have the perfect solution for you. MSS, Marriage Saver Society, is my leading digital course that you can watch from the comfort of your living room. It's going to walk you through the top 6 steps to marital satisfaction. And it comes with 4 sessions with one of my master coaches, so you have individualized support. To learn more, check the link in the description. And remember, your marriage is alive. If you care for it and nurture it, it will grow. If you deprive it and neglect it, it will wilt and die. The choice is up to you. Take care.